News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Dublin City Council is set to draw up guidelines for the private company that will enforce parking laws in the city over the coming years. One proposed change to it is to do away with clamping. But is this a good idea? Keith Gavin, chairman of the Irish Parking Association, joins us. Keith, if we did away with clamping, would there not be sort of a free-for-all?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, I think our experience in the city centre from the period before clamping was in place would lead us to believe that, yes, there would be chaos if clamping was removed. I think the proposal is kind of indicative of the fact that there's local elections on the horizon. So it would be quite a popular suggestion from some councillors. But we're very much an outlier in Ireland from the rest of Western Europe that we still use clamping. It is a very draconian method of enforcement, and it's not very pleasant for anybody involved or anybody that has ever experienced being clamped.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but what do they do elsewhere if they don't clamp?
Generally, it's fines. It's ticketing is the general method for enforcement in most Western European countries. We do it to some extent here in Ireland, but it's the follow up and it's the collection of the fines, and it's the
Is that why we clamp? Is that the bottom line, Keith, that we clamped because people weren't paying those fines? They were pulling off the ticket off the front of the windscreen wiper and throwing it in the bin, and they never paid it all, and they took their chances whether they were followed up on it or not.
Yeah, that's a big part of the reason, Ciara, because if the fines aren't pursued and if the driver doesn't actually incur the penalty, then there is no deterrent. So clamping certainly works as a deterrent. It's effective, but like I say, it is very draconian. Like, we represent a lot of operators who operate in the off-street sector, and they would rather not clamp. But unless the ticketing regime is effective and unless drivers...
So are you saying that all it would take for us to stop clamping, and people do hate clamping, you're quite right, and people have to sit there maybe for an hour, sometimes longer, till the clampers arrive to take off the clamp, and you know it's very inconvenient and all of those things. But if we had an effective enforcement of parking fines where people were definitely going to be brought to court, they were definitely going to be summoned, and they were definitely going to be hit with an even heftier fine if they didn't pay up, if we had that in place, we wouldn't need to clamp at all.
Yeah, I think, it would solve the majority of the parking enforcement issues. And even, you know, some sort of innovation, you could look at, you know, when people clock up a number of fines, maybe start linking it to penalty points or something like that, that makes it effective as an enforcement method.
Other ways of looking at this are definitely possible. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Keith Gavin there, chairman of the Irish Parking Association. Love to know what you think about this out there. As I mentioned to Jonathan, I was once clamped twice. It's a long story, too long for this morning, but I clamped twice in one morning. Absolute nightmare. But let us know what you think. People hate the clampers, but is it the only way? Is there a better way? We'd like to hear.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.